Welcome to Burlington Humane, the podcast of the Burlington Humane Society, Ontario's premier no-kill shelter.
Bye, society.
Bye, society.
Burlington Humane is my society.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Burlington Humane, the podcast of the Burlington Humane Society. My name is Doug, and I'm coming to you from beautiful Burlington, Ontario, Canada. On this episode of Burlington Humane, we interview the founders of Ladybird Sanctuary, Melissa McClellan, Lisa Wynn, and Janine Stahl. We will learn about how Ladybird began and the incredible work they do for animals in need. We'll also talk to Michaela Rolston, who is the program manager for the Safe Shelter Program at Halton's Women's Place. She'll tell us all about their For the Love of Paws program. Plus, we'll learn about all the latest news and events. So stay with us for this and much more on Burlington Humane. I had the pleasure of sitting down with the founders of Ladybird Sanctuary, Melissa McClellan, Lisa Wynn, and Janine Stahl, to chat about Ladybird and the incredible ways they're changing the lives of animals in need. Welcome to Burlington Humane. We have got Lisa, Janine, and Melissa from Ladybird Sanctuary. So Lisa, Janine, and Melissa, you're all founders of Ladybird, is that correct?
That's right. Yep.
Yeah. And whose idea was it to start the sanctuary?
Well, okay. This is Melissa speaking, by the way. 15 years ago, I played a show where the three of us are musicians. So that's how we met. We met in the music world. I was playing a show and Jane Goodall was speaking at this event, and I got to listen to her speak, which was incredibly inspiring. And she passed out her book to everyone, and I took her book home with me and read it on the plane. I couldn't put it down. I was so inspired. And when I came home, I talked to Janine and Lisa. We had already been friends for years, and we no longer really played music together, but our friendship was still strong and intact. And, you know, we shared this common passion between the three of us for animal welfare. And I thought, why don't we open a animal sanctuary together? And at the time, I didn't really know what that meant. I just had this vision, and I was inspired by Jane Goodall's teachings. And then Lisa had already worked in and out of the shelters for many, many years, and she was already very much engaged in that world and fostering and taking care of animals. And so it was just kind of a natural thing to slide into because of her connection to that. But she came to us and said, there's a cat in the shelter named Oliver who has FIV. No, feline leukemia. Sorry, I always get that wrong. And the shelter was having a hard time finding someone to take him. And she said, do you guys want to take Oliver and we can pool our skills and resources and contacts and talents and try to do something to help this cat? And so we all got on board and we all came with our individual kind of set of abilities, and we were able to rescue this cat, give him the care that he needed, and we adopted him out to a loving family. And we thought, this is incredible. And that was relatively easy to do. So let's keep going. And then it just snowballed from there. And it's been 15 years. Is that right?
End of 2010.
Yeah. To end of 2010 is when we started, and it just very organically grew from there. We became a registered charity. We developed a system of volunteer foster homes. We have, now we have a board of directors, and annual events that we put on. And so it's a real team effort, and it's something that is just continuously growing. And we've rescued many animals along the way, and there are so many incredible before and after stories as we, see these animals come from a place of suffering and neglect, and ultimately end up in a really happy, beautiful situation. So it's been incredibly gratifying to do this work and to do it with my best friends.
Fantastic. Now, what's the focus, the mission of Lady Bird Sanctuary?
To rescue animals.
So when at Burlington Humane, we're not a sanctuary. We don't bring in animals with the idea that they will spend the rest of their life here at Burlington Humane. So when you say that you're a sanctuary, do animals come to you and will spend the rest of their life with you?
Sometimes, yes. So we're working on purchasing a property so we can actually have a physical sanctuary. But for the way we've been running is just a foster home based. So sometimes when animals come to us and they're not quote unquote adoptable, they will stay with us as permanent residents. So essentially they're, they have sanctuary with us.
Okay.
But yeah, there are occasions that happens.
Hey, Doug, this is Janine. I just wanted to interject that it's in our adoption contract that if an adopter adopts an animal and maybe years down the road they decide that they no longer want to keep that animal, it's in the contract that they surrender it back to Ladybird. So essentially, like, once we rescue an animal, that animal's in the Ladybird family for life, which is kind of how we sort of developed our model. So even though some of the animals become permanent residents, the animals that we adopt out always know they have a home with us.
So. Very good. And what kind of animals do you work with?
Dogs, cats, rabbits, guinea pigs, rats, hamsters. Did I say rats twice?
We have a goat.
Goats.
Wow.
Birds, yep. Gerbils, all of the little animals, hedgehogs. Basically everything that is a pet, we take in.
Wow,
and once we have the sanctuary, we will extend that to more farm animals.
So right now, are you foster based?
Yes.
Yes, we are.
And so, and where do you find your foster families?
All over the place. We just have an online application and people can apply, and we do obviously we vet everybody and we'll rescue what kind of animal that person is comfortable fostering. So if a foster home only wants to be to foster rabbits, then we will, find them a rabbit. But people kind of just find out about us and then they reach out and wanting to foster. And if they're a good fit, then we sign them up.
Great. And where do you find your animals? Where do they come from?
Our mandate is that we only rescue from shelters, so primarily from Hamilton Animal Services and other shelters in the area. So but mostly Hamilton Animal Services and Quebec as well, because Quebec has a really bad abandonment problem and their shelters are always quite full. So
that's a problem with a lot of shelters. Eh? A lot of are full to overflowing.
Yeah, yeah. So just only from shelters. We don't take in owner surrenders and we don't take in strays off the street. We exclusively rescue from shelters. That may change once we have a property and more room and, being able to accommodate more animals. But for now, it's just, it's only from shelters.
Okay. I suspect the need will always be there from shelters. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And what area, you say your catchment area is pretty large, Hamilton, GTA, extending into Quebec. So would you say Ontario, Quebec?
That we rescue from, yeah.
That's your catchment area?
Yeah, but foster homes, we kind of keep them closer to Hamilton, Niagara region, Brantford, just to be able to utilize the vets that we have on board that help us out, and to be able to properly assist our foster homes. Like, we can't go too far out of our area, but...
So when somebody wants to foster with you and they get an animal, what do you cover to help the foster out?
We cover all the cost of vet care, the cost of supplies. Sometimes we'll cover the transfers, so like driving the animals. So most of the time, our fosters, we recommend that they have a vehicle, because if there's ever an emergency and the animal needs to get to a vet really quickly, it's always great for them, the foster, to have access to a vehicle. But yeah, we cover everything. Basically, the foster's only job is to give love and time and maybe administer some meds, things yeah. like that. But yeah, we cover everything else.
That's great. Now, do you have a veterinarian on staff that work with you or that works with your organization, or how do the animals get medical attention?
We don't have a vet on staff. We work with several vet clinics kind of around the Golden Horseshoe that often provide us with preferred rates for our rescue. So it just gives us a little bit of a discount. And some of our vets are incredible. So it's mostly based on, if a foster home is really close to that vet, we'll send them to that specific vet. So there's not a lot of travel for the foster home required.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how can people get in touch with you if they're looking to be a foster, or they want to see which animals that you have that they may possibly adopt? How do they contact you?
Everything is on our website, ladybirdanimalsanctuary.com. We've got all our animals listed there, the ones that are available for adoption, the ones that are going to be available soon, the ones that are pending adoption, the ones that have been recently adopted, as well as a huge, massive, forever scrolling page of success stories where you can see all the animals we've rescued for the last 15 years.
Wow.
Always super fun to see.
Janine designs our website and keeps it running. So it's pretty impressive, yeah. I think.
You can find anything, all of the events that we have coming up, foster applications, adoption applications.
Different ways to help out.
Yeah. The different like sort of partnerships that we have. So yeah, there's all kinds of ways to get involved. We have a membership program as well. So if people want to become a monthly or annual donor on a regular basis, that's a big one for us, because it helps us to sort of plan for the future. If we know exactly what kind of donations will be coming in every month, it helps us to budget. So that's the biggest way you could probably help Lady Bird, is through becoming an annual or a monthly donor.
And if somebody wants to be a foster family, what are the requirements? What are the characteristics that you're looking for in a foster? If they want to adopt a dog, do they have to have a fenced in backyard? Can they have children? Can they be a senior? What are some of the specifics you're looking for?
It depends on what kind of animal they're looking to foster. We definitely have foster homes who have children. We have senior foster homes. We have all sorts. But yeah, with dog, it depends. It depends on the dog. If they want to foster a great big dog, then yes, they'd need a backyard. If they're in an apartment, then it's easier to foster a smaller dog. Cats, you know, as long as they're not going to let the cat outside. It just depends. It all depends on the situation.
We have a pretty thorough application process.
Yeah.
And we have, they have to leave references, a vet reference, and it's pretty extensive, just making sure that they're the right fit. But yeah, there are so many different elements that would work or not work.
Yeah. And do you have any staff on hand, or is it all run by volunteers?
Well, for the longest time, I think it wasn't until probably 2017 when the operations got a little bit too much to handle by 100% volunteer. So we started to some part-time staffing. And so now we have three staff that take care of the projects part-time. Yeah.
And do they work out of their homes?
Yeah, everyone works out of home. So we don't have overhead for like office space or anything like that. So,
but we will.
We will, because yeah, we're working on acquiring a farm property that we've been saving money for a lot of years. So that's we're getting exciting. Very close. Yeah, we're getting very close to reaching that goal. So,
and how far along are you in getting your own facility?
I believe it will happen within the next year. We're prepared. We're ready. We're just looking for the perfect property. So we're looking at the listings every day. We're putting the word out. We've gone to look at a bunch of properties, but it's got to be the right fit. And we're not in any major rush. You know, mm-hmm. we've been functioning as a successful charity for 15 years now. So it's got to be the right thing to step into that new phase of Lady Bird. But I believe this is the year.
That's great. And what area are you looking in?
Southern Ontario. So really anything that's within a 45-minute drive of Hamilton in any direction, that's where we're looking.
We're looking for something with acreage because we want some grazing pasture for any farm animals that we might rescue. So we're looking for 20 acres and up. So if any of your listeners out there know a perfect property that would be great for like sort of like a hobby farm, that's something that's zoned for hobby farm, that would be suitable for ladybird, please reach out to us because finding those gems is really difficult.
And if people do want to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
Our website or our social media would be the best way to get in touch. So we have...
You have a social media.
Yeah, Facebook. We even Instagram. Have LinkedIn, Instagram, TikTok, all of them. Our Etsy page, YouTube.
You name it. You name it. We're there.
All of them. Or we have a contact form, a contact form on our website. If you want to reach out, they can always do that.
That's the best way through our website because it's hard to keep up with all the messages all over social media.
We started selling tickets for our annual Christmas fundraiser, which is at the Burlington Performing Arts Center. It's on December 20th. And it's my band White Horse. We host it and we have guest musicians. We haven't announced the musicians yet, but in previous years we had Jim Cuddy from Blue Rodeo. We had the Trues. We had Donovan Woods. So it's a really fantastic night of music and it helps raise money for Lady Bird.
And what's the date for that again?
That is December 20th at Burlington Performing Arts Center. And it's called a White Horse Winter Classic. And it's in support of Lady Bird.
And all the proceeds go to Lady Bird Sanctuary.
Yep.
That's fantastic.
We also have pet picks with Father Christmas at Clifford Brewing in Hamilton, and that's November 15th and 16th. And that's pretty self-explanatory.
Bring your pet, bring your dog.
Get him. Our amazing Father Christmas will sit there and you get your picture taken with your...
And will people have to register on your website?
No, that one is just come. It's at a brewery, so you can sit and have a drink if you're waiting and hang out with all the other pet people.
It's a really fun event.
Super fun.
It's very cute. Just
show up.
It's adorable.
That Clifford Brewing in Hamilton.
And the date for that again is?
November 15th and 16th.
And what time?
Noon till 4.
Noon till 4. Fantastic. That's great.
And all of this is on our website too. You can see it all on our website.
Great.
We also do an online lottery. We just wrapped our lottery this morning and our jackpot winner won almost $6,000. So the next one begins at the beginning of November and runs until the end of the year. And so, people can buy tickets for as low as $10. And it's a 50-50. So if you win half the pot and then Lady Bird gets half the pot. So the more tickets we sell, the higher the pot for Lady Bird.
That's great. So lots of ways that people can support Lady Bird Sanctuary.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
The light's on.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for joining us here at Burlington Humane. I've been talking with Lisa, Janine, and Melissa, the founders of Lady Bird Sanctuary.
Thank you so much, Doug,
for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us. We really appreciate your time. It's great.
Well, thank you for all you do for all of the animals that you take care of.
Thank you, too.
Yeah,
you
take care of lots as well.
Yeah.
So thank you for what you do.
Thank you. All right. Well, hopefully we'll talk again.
Yeah,
Congratulations, Burlington Humane!
Congratulations, Burlington Humane!
Congratulations, Burlington Humane!
Congratulations to Burlington Humane Podcast! We've been listed in the top 6 best animal welfare podcasts by FeedSpot, the world's number one content reader.
We're the only Canadian podcast listed that has stories and interviews of general interest to pet owners. We are very proud of our accomplishment and thank all of our listeners and supporters. Please subscribe to Burlington Humane Podcast so more people can learn about the joys of pet ownership and how to provide the best care for their pets. Congratulations, Burlington Humane!
Congratulations, Burlington Humane!
Too often, women in abusive relationships feel trapped because they can't bear to leave their beloved pets behind. Their animals are their family, their comfort, and their source of unconditional love, and the thought of being separated can be devastating. I sat down with Michaela Rolston, Program Manager for the Safe Shelter Program at Halton's Women's Place, to talk about their For the Love of Paws initiative. A program dedicated to helping both women and their pets find safety and healing. Welcome to Burlington Humane. Today we have Michaela Ralston, who is the program manager for the Halton's Women's Place Safe Shelter Program. Welcome, Michaela, to Burlington Humane.
Thank you for having me, Doug.
Wonderful. For those listeners who may not know what the Halton's Women's Place is, can you explain a little bit about what the shelter is all about?
Yeah, absolutely. So with Halton Women's Place, we actually have three different types of programs. So we have two safe shelter programs. One of them is run out of Burlington, and the other one is run out of Milton. So the Burlington shelter has 16 rooms, and our Milton shelter has 11 rooms. And then we also have a community outreach program. So with the community outreach program, we have transitional support workers and court support workers. So they're able to provide essentially the services that our primary workers provide in shelter, but to women that are still in the community that may not necessarily need shelter space, but still require some of the supports that we have in place for securing housing, access to community resources, things like that. And then we also have a public education sector of Halton Women's Place. So with the public education sector, we have individuals that go into school-based programs and provide information on healthy relationships, how to identify abuse, things like that for young individuals in order to try and stop that cycle of abuse that's happening. And then associated with the shelter program, we also have a program called For the Love of Paws. So which is our program for anybody who has an animal that's coming into shelter, that we're able to provide their pets with a safe place so that there is not that barrier that women are coming up against whenever they're trying to flee domestic violence and they don't want to necessarily leave their pets.
And we've heard in previous podcast episodes that there are occasions where women will not leave an abusive relationship because they have pets in the household and they don't want to abandon the pets within that abusive household.
Yeah, that's definitely, it's a trend that we've noticed as well. And so that was kind of where the program stemmed from, was just recognizing this significant barrier for women, that kids are always a significant factor, pets are a significant factor, and not wanting to leave them in that environment. So that's why we created a space where we have a really great partnership with Escarpment Pet Retreat. So they're actually who we utilize for some of our pet services. And then we have had the opportunity to collaborate with a few other community agencies as well, where, you know, if there's special circumstances where it's an elderly animal who requires special veterinary care or things like that. So we've been able to kind of expand our program a little bit to access some of those resources as well, to really try to mitigate any of those barriers for the women.
an escarpment pet retreat. That's a boarding facility. Is that right?
It is, yeah.
And do they take both dogs and cats? Or just
they do.
They do. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Any other animals that they take?
From what I'm aware, we've only utilized their services for dogs and cats.
Yeah.
And we've had a really, really great experience with them. They're lovely. So we've had quite a few animals that have gone to them. And it's always been a very positive experience. And we actually have the capacity with whenever we have women that are coming into shelter, we provide transportation to and from Escarpment Pet Retreat if it's required, so that they're still able to visit their animals out there and still be able to have some of that companionship.
Who covers the costs for that? That must be very expensive.
It is, but we actually, our program For the Love of Paws was, it's funded. So we have had a sponsor for a number of years now who really, really has a strong passion for animals. And she provides a lot of the funding for that program.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah. So does the Halton's Women's Place, do you provide space in the shelter for pets, or are they all located elsewhere?
So we are able to have service animals on site. So
okay.
If there is a designation that somebody requires a service animal, then we're able to accommodate that, and we'll help with things like the cost of food, you know, any additional costs that are associated with that. But then any of the animals that aren't designated as like a support animal, that's when we would look at having them go to Escarpment Pet Retreat.
Okay. So if somebody is in a abusive situation, how do they reach out?
So we do have a 24/7 crisis line through Halton Women's Place that they're able to access, again, 24/7 anytime. And we always have crisis intervention counselors that are available to answer the phones. So whenever they would call, they would identify, you know, I'm looking for shelter space. We would do kind of our initial intake assessment to see if they meet our mandate and if we have space available. And then at that point, part of the intake process is looking at, do you have any pets, things like that. So if they do have pets, then at that point, we would work with them to be able to come up with a plan on how they're going to be able to safely leave the home and when they're going to be able to safely leave the home with that animal. And if they're able to get to our shelter, we would facilitate the transportation to be able to bring that animal to Escarpment Pet Retreat, or we support them with planning on how to get the animal out there. And then at that point, they would be staying at the shelter and the animal would be staying at Escarpment Pet Retreat. But again, we provide the transportation for visits and things like that, so that they can still maintain that relationship with the animal too, and be able to go and access some of that comfort and that support whenever they're feeling that they kind of need that.
I can't even imagine how panicky somebody must be when they call, if they have children and pets and they're in this unimaginable situation. It must be horrendous.
Absolutely. And that's, I think, why a lot of women just don't choose to leave, is because it feels like this insurmountable pressure, or, you know, there's a significant amount of overwhelm that kind of comes with that. And that's why we really want to eradicate all of those barriers that women are facing, like being concerned about leaving their animals or their kids with their abuser, so that they're not running into this situation where they're not able to leave because of these other factors. And then we know that the abuse typically will get worse and worse and worse as it's allowed. So we really try to allow a space where we're meeting women where they're at and are able to support them in the ways that they need it.
So there is hope, there is support out there.
Absolutely. I mean, we're a very scarce resource. So just for a bit of context, as I stated earlier, our Burlington shelter has 16 rooms and our Milton shelter has 11 rooms. But we're the only women's domestic violence shelter in the Halton region. So we service Burlington, Oakville, Milton, Halton Hills, Georgetown, and Acton. So
oh,
it's a pretty It's a pretty significant volume of people to have such a small shelter space in only those two communities that we have.
So if somebody does need to reach you, how can they reach you? How can they contact you?
So we do have drop-in services. So if somebody were to require shelter space, they can arrive at the shelter to try to seek that shelter space. Our locations are not disclosed, so for obvious reasons.
Yeah,
but, you know, if they are able to access that, like they can call the police, for example, to be able to say, this is the resource that I need. How can you support me in accessing this resource? And the police may be able to provide transportation over to that resource, things like that. And then we can do an intake assessment kind of right on the spot. That's much less common, and especially because we are at capacity a lot of the time, so we're not always able to provide that immediate support. But then outside of that, we do have our crisis line that anybody's able to reach 24/7. So that can include some of those community referrals to our community programs, like a transitional support worker or a court support worker. And just to clarify, the court support workers for family court, it's not for any criminal charges, but they can provide some of that support for family court. And then they can also at that point ask if there is shelter space that they're able to access. And if we don't have any available space within either of the shelters, what we can do is also provide additional phone numbers for the women to be able to try to access space elsewhere and seek other shelters.
What are the contact numbers that people can call to get a hold of the crisis line?
So if somebody's in the Burlington or Oakville area, our crisis number is 905-332-7892. And then if somebody is in the Milton or Halton Hills area, our phone number is 905-878-8555. And we have crisis counselors available 24/7 to be able to provide support with safety planning, with accessing shelter, with providing other shelter support numbers, anything that kind of the women need.
What are the numbers of people with pets?
So we've definitely seen a significant increase in how many pets we're getting requests for. I would say it's probably about 10% of our calls that have pets, which is a marked increase based on what we would have previously gotten.
So the trend will probably continue to increase.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that especially with community resources like yourself reaching out and trying to promote the program a little bit more so that people are aware that these don't have to be barriers for you to leave a situation that isn't healthy for you. Our hope is that by strengthening some of those community supports and the awareness within the community of the things that we're able to offer, that we're really able to start reaching those people that we haven't reached yet that require the support.
And the program again is called?
It's Halton Women's Place, the Safe Shelter Program. And the side program for the animals is called For the Love of Paws.
Wonderful. So needed. So needed. Thank you so much for providing that support. And thank you, Michaela, for informing us and educating us about the For the Love of Paws program.
Thank you, Doug, for having me.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Santa Picks are back, and it's time to make magical memories with your pets. Snap a festive photo with Santa himself at Burlington Humane or Wren's Pets, and celebrate the season in style. Santa Picks will take place at Burlington Humane on November 20th, 21st, 22nd, 27th, 28th, 29th, and at Wren's Pets at 2424 Queensway Drive in Burlington on December 6th and 7th. Spots are filling fast. Book your appointment today
and let the holiday fun begin. Reward your pet for making Santa's nice list with Santa Picks. And now it's time for news and events. Burlington Humane is a nonprofit organization, and we rely completely on donations from our generous supporters to continue finding forever homes for our animals. We do not receive any type of government funding from municipal, provincial, or federal governments. If you are able to make a donation to Burlington Humane, it will go a long way to helping our animals. All donations of $20 or more will receive an income tax receipt. You may choose to donate monthly so you can provide continued support to Burlington Humane. You can even leave a legacy to provide a bequest in your will to ensure that your support continues long into the future. All donations are very much appreciated. Thank you from Burlington Humane. Join the fun with our Burlington Humane lotteries. We have a 50-50 raffle, and we have a raffle for a beautiful 75-inch smart TV. Every ticket has a story, and when you play Burlington Humane's lotteries, you're not just buying a ticket, you're helping write the next happy ending, providing food, medical care, and the love that every animal deserves. Try your luck in our 50-50 raffle, or take a chance on winning a beautiful 75-inch smart TV. However you choose to play, you'll be changing lives. Play for the fun, play for the hope, play for the animals at Burlington Humane. Our Burlington Humane Lotteries. Join the fun. Tickets can be found on our website at burlingtonhumane.ca. Burlington Humane Lotteries. Our hours at Burlington Humane are Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. and Thursday from 12 noon until 7 p.m., where we are open for walk-in adoptions. You can speed up the adoption process by filling out our adoption application ahead of time. The application is found on our website at www.burlingtonhumane.ca. You can preview all our available animals ahead of time. When you come in, we escort you through our cat rooms to meet our animals, and together we can determine the perfect animal that will be best suited for your lifestyle. We look forward to seeing you! Are you prepared to help your pet in the event of an accident? What will you do until you can get them to the veterinarians? Burlington Humane is proud to offer Walks and Wags Pet First Aid Course. Walks and Wags Pet First Aid are national leaders in pet first aid and have the longest standing pet first aid course in Canada. It has earned the stamp of approval from Animal Wellness, North America's top animal wellness magazine. This hands-on live practical gives you the skills and confidence to deal with illness and emergencies. The 10-hour course deals with how to prevent injuries, early signs of illness and poisoning, bandaging and splinting techniques, emergency medical conditions, choking, artificial respiration, and CPR, and much, much more. Upon successful completion, you'll receive a certificate valid for 3 years. Our next courses are January 11th and March 15th. Go to our website at burlingtonhumane.ca for more information. Pet First Aid. Are you wanting to take your dog to an off-leash area
but not have to worry about other dogs. You can book Burlington Humane's private fenced-in large dog walking playground through SniffSpot. Go to SniffSpot.com and book a time slot. The times you can book our private large playground are 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., 1 p.m. to 2 p.m., and 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Time slots are $12 an hour. Book your spot at Burlington Humane's large private fenced-in dog walking area through SniffSpot.com. Be sure to stay informed about all the animals that are available for adoption. We currently feature our available animals on our social media. Subscribe to our Facebook page, Instagram page, and our YouTube page. Stay informed and up to date with Burlington Humane. Do you have time on your hands and are looking for ways to volunteer and make a difference? Do you enjoy interacting with cats and kittens and ensure their health and safety? Then Burlington Humane has a place for you. We are in need of cat and kitten feed and clean volunteers for our morning feed and clean sessions. Volunteers start at 8 a.m. and help to feed our feline friends and clean and sanitize their cages. You can volunteer for as little as once a week to many mornings a week. This is a very important volunteer position and one where volunteers take great pride in. Fill out our online volunteer application form on our website if you're interested. Our cats and kittens look forward to seeing you. We are also in need of foster parents. If you would like to temporarily care for an animal in your home, if you have a room to isolate the pet, provide transportation, care for them, including giving them medication, we can certainly use your help. It is shown that animals recover faster in a home environment. Burlington Humane will provide all the food, supplies, and medication. Go onto our website for more information on becoming a foster volunteer and fill out our online foster application. Thank you for helping to save a life. Santa Picks are back! And it's time to make magical memories with your pets. Snap a festive photo with Santa himself at Burlington Humane or Wren's Pets and celebrate the season in style. Santa Picks will take place at Burlington Humane on November 20th, 21st, 22nd, 27th, 28th, 29th, and at Wren's Pets at 2424 Queensway Drive in Burlington on December 6th and 7th. Spots are filling fast. Book your appointment today and let the holiday fun begin. Reward your pet for making Santa's nice list with Santa Picks. Start the year off right with our 2026 wall calendars. They are perfect for your home or office and make great gifts for the animal lovers in your life. Each month features some of our calendar stars and one of our very own Burlington Humane animals. Each calendar is $20 and is available at Burlington Humane. Available now, our 2026 Burlington Humane calendars. At Burlington Humane, we rescue stray and abandoned dogs and cats in Burlington. Every day at Burlington Humane, animals arrive broken, scared, and alone. Abandoned on the street. Left behind by those who they trusted and loved. And yet, with our care, compassion, and a little help, many of them find hope, love, and a second chance at life. But every day, countless animals still need our help. Some are sick, some are injured, some have never known kindness. We provide life-saving veterinary care, specialized diets, vaccinations, parasite treatments, microchipping, and spaying or neutering. But all this care comes at a cost, and without ongoing support, many of these animals would face unimaginable suffering. Without support, this critical work can't continue. Your donations don't just save lives.
it keeps our many programs alive. Our pet therapy program, pet first aid courses, Burlington Humane Kids Club, and Burlington Humane Podcasts. Plus volunteer opportunities, connecting people and animals in meaningful ways. By becoming a monthly donor, you can be the difference between despair and hope, between life and death, for those innocent animals. You can help them feel the warmth of a gentle hand, the comfort of a safe bed, and the joy of finally being loved. You give these animals a fighting chance and help ensure our programs continue to thrive. Your ongoing support is what allows us to care for those who cannot help themselves. These animals cannot ask for help, but you can give it. Please join us today. Give them the second chance they so desperately deserve. Join us today and make a lasting difference for Burlington's animals, because they're counting on you. Thank you for being part of our mission. To find the latest information about events, ways to make a donation, the animals that are up for adoption, and much more, visit our website at www.burlingtonhumane.ca. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Be sure to stay in touch and up to date with Burlington Humane. With our Burlington Humane Lotteries. We have a 50-50 raffle, and we have a raffle for a beautiful 75-inch smart TV. Every ticket has a story, and when you play Burlington Humane's Lotteries, you're not just buying a ticket, you're helping write the next happy ending. Maybe it's a scared kitten finding comfort for the first time, or a gentle old dog finally curling up in a home of his own. Every raffle ticket helps make those moments happen, providing food, medical care, and the love that every animal deserves. Try your luck in our 50-50 raffle, or take a chance on winning a beautiful 75-inch smart TV. However you choose to play, you'll be changing lives. One tail wag, one purr, one forever home at a time. Play for the fun, play for the hope, play for the animals at Burlington Humane. Our Burlington Humane Lotteries. Join the fun. Tickets can be found on our website at burlingtonhumane.ca. Burlington Humane Lotteries. That's it for this episode of Burlington Humane, the podcast of the Burlington Humane Society. I want to thank our guests, Melissa McClellan, Lisa Wynn, and Janine Stoll. And Michaela Rolston, who is the program manager for the Safe Shelter Program at Halton's Women's Place. Be sure to subscribe to Burlington Humane on iTunes. We are located at 740 Griffith Court, in Burlington, Ontario. You can visit our website at www.burlingtonhumane.ca or give us a call at 905-637-7325. You can also find us on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Thank you for joining us. My name is Doug. We'll see you next time on Burlington Humane. Bye-bye!
My Society. My Society. Burlington Humane is my society.